And this is a question, Sunday Satsang, April 12th, 2020. Lockdown Satsang. In the Guru Vastakam prayers, two verses glorify the Guru serving in a citadel. Sri Radhika Madhavira Para Nikunji Yunarati Kedi Sidai. So to be absorbed in such thoughts by Gurudev, the requirement a disciple should be 100% pure. Gurudev, please explain. No, actually, the Gurudev and the disciple, they both have, they have a sadhakarup and they have a siddharup. Seva sadhakarupena, siddharupena chatri. Rupa Goswami explains Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Part 2, Chapter 2, Verse 295. Seva sadhakarupena siddharupena chatri. So the disciple and the guru have a sadhakarup, they're practicing bhakti bhajan, and they have a siddharup in the spiritual world, Gopideya, waiting there for us to attain and engage in service of Radha Krishna and Nikunjas. Nikunja Yunarati Kedi Sidai. The answer is you don't have to be 100% pure. No one's 100% pure. Who's 100% pure? There's always modes of nature always acting here and there. But the idea that we should, this is part of bhajan, we meditate. We meditate on our own siddhadeva, we meditate on the siddhadeva of Gurudev. This is part of sadhana bhajan. It can begin if you Raghunuga Bhakti and Raghavart Manachandrika Vishnu Chakravarti says you can begin Raghunuga Bhakti on a level of anartha nivritti. So anartha nivritti means that one is very far from 100% pure. He's maybe 10% pure. But by meditating on Krishna's Leelas in Vrindavan with the gopis, under the guidance and shelter of Guru and proper Diksha function, then one becomes, very quickly becomes purified. So that this, the way we get to 100% pure is by meditating on, we think we've seen this prayer and we meditate, and we, that's how we become pure. We meditate on a pure, our pure siddhadeya, and our pure siddhadeya of the Guru. He's expert in assisting the gopis and assisting his gopi guru, Guru Sakhi, and pleasing Radha Krishna, the Kunja Leela. He's always hearing and chanting about them, remembering them. So we try to do the same. So this is the guru's the role, guru's the role model for the disciple. The disciple remembers the guru. So because it says, to be absorbed in such thoughts, the requirement is why you should be 100% pure. No, that's just like the same thing is there in Rasalila, in the end of Rasalila, chapter 10th canto, chapter 33, verse 39. Vikriyatam braja vajubhirsa kalpita. It says, Ridrogam kamam, param bhakti labhyate, Ridrogam kamam. Said, by hearing the pastime, the intimate amorous pastimes of Radhika, amorous pastimes of Radha and Krishna, in the kunjas of Vrindavan, in Rasalila with the gopis embracing, kissing, dancing, enjoying intimately together under the full moon night of the Sharad season. By hearing about Krishna's intimate Madhurya Leelas, then even Ridrogam Kamam, this great disease, Ridrog, the heart disease of lust, even a materialistic person, not even a non-devotee, even a materialistic person, we become dear or become shant, you'll attain Parabhakti, you'll attain the highest form of devotion, and his mind will become shanti, you become dhira. So this is why this prayer is there, glorifying the guru and his sadhakarup and his siddharup. So we're supposed to meditate like that on the Gurudev and his sadhakarup and his siddharup. And then we're also praying and meditating on our own siddhadeya, and praying for a time when it's reveal to us. There's a verse in Radharasudhanidhi by Prabhupada Saraswati, verse 267. Radha Keli Kalasu Sakshini Kada Vrindavane Pavane Vatsyami Sputam Ujwala Ujwal Adbhutarase Premaika Mata Kriti Tejo Rupani Kunjeva Kalyan Netradi Pinde Stitam Tadrik Sochita Divya Komala Vapu Suyam Samalokaye. Translation. Prabhupada Saraswati, on behalf of the sadhakas, this is, he's in sadhaka roop, and speaking on behalf of all the sadhakas like us, so we can think that we're saying this ourselves. When will I live in a body full of madness of Radha Prem? When will I, in a body full of the madness of Radha Prem, live in Vrindavan, that purifying, effulgent, and most amazing rustic abode which witnesses Radha's artful, loving pastimes? And when will I clearly see my tender, divine form, my siddhadeya, with my eyes, my ears, just suitable for serving Radha Krishna's in the effulgent kunjas. So he's praying, when he's hankering, oh, when will I live in Vrindavan in madness of love for Radharani, and when will I see my siddhadeya, which is in my gopi roop, my kingiri manjari roop, when will I see it? So this is eager prayers for Swarup City. So this is where we're sadhakas, we're meditating in the Guru. Guru's in his siddhadeya as a gopi, and I'll receive also a siddhadeya of a gopi, and I long to see that my siddhadeya, and I long to see the siddhadeya of my Gurudeva. This is part of the vandanam, the prayer activities of the sadhakas. So this is this is Rag Bhakti. Those who are on the path of Rag Bhakti should live in Braj, and be absorbed in their mentally conceived spiritual body in which one serves Radhika day and night, and by this give up all bodily consciousness. The more one becomes aware of his spiritual identity, the more he becomes intoxicated by ecstatic love. As soon as the sadhaka is completely free from all bodily consciousness, he attains Swarup City, revelation of his eternal spiritual body in Chinmay Vrindavan. Therefore, Shripad Prabhupada Saraswati says, when will I clearly see my divine tender Manjari form, which has all senses like eyes and ears, which is fit for executing bhakti in the brilliant kunjas of Braj? Sukamaya Vrindavane Mahojvala Premadame Basidi Korya Kabi Ami Premete Pramata Sada Radhakeli Kalasuda Daraseki Hoiva Sakshini. When will I live in blissful Vrindavan, the very brilliant abode of love? When will I witness Radha's nectar and playful arts being intoxicated by ecstatic love? Shri Radha Govinda Deva Teja Rupa Kunja Seva Lava Kori Mora Pindu Bapu, Jyoti Punja Ganakriti Kama Kishora Murti Dekiwa Ki Siddhadeya Kabu. When will I see my effulgent, adolescent, tender spiritual body and attain the servant Kunja Seva of Radha Govinda Dev? Jai Ho. So that's Ikunja Yuno Ratikeli Siddhai Ayadi Viri Affection. Nikunja, you know. Rati kele siddhai yaya vibir yuktir apekshaniya tatrati dakshad ati valabhasya vande guru sri charnaravindam nikunja yuno Rati kele siddhai nikunja yuno Rati kele siddhai yaya vibir yuktir apekshaniya.